Adrian Carter.
That was beautiful.
Nice.
That was great. Awesome. I got my hair cut and gave it to him.
I mean, if someone said pandemic hair. It looks awesome, though.
I love it long like that. I like it short, too. Thanks, Adrian. That was great.
Yeah, really good.
Story was a hammer and nail preamble.
That's up to him. That's up to the redhead.
Well, do y'all want to hear that?
Also, everyone is flipping out hearing that live for the first time. They want a live version of that song. A lot of love for the single.
Thanks,
awesome.
Y'all.
Awesome.
Well, we'll do it live when we play live.
We're the first people to see it live. That's probably
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
That's I've never done that before. Awesome. Adrian's never. We've never done it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just in my little room.
Beautiful song.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I got to check. I'm going to check my, I wrote a text to Amy of all the songs we were going to play tonight.
I thought you were saying I wrote a text to Amy while she was playing that song. I was like, you were playing guitar. You couldn't have written a text.
That's funny. Let's see when we were writers.
Here's the list. Yeah, let's do that.
And also, today is Trans Day of Visibility.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
Which is huge.
Yeah, right now, so, especially.
Yeah.
Trans all these laws they're coming up with, it's like they sent out a toolkit to all the anti-trans people and said, here's the toolkit. In every state, y'all pass these laws.
Yeah, one step forward, two steps
back. That's
basically
what they did, actually. And that's why they're passing all these crazy, trying to pass these crazy laws.
So all our friends in the trans community, we got your back.
Amy, are you still going to do a vinyl 7-inch of
Mustard Nuts? Oh, God, I don't know. It's like the vinyl right now is way behind. Like, vinyl production right now is like you got to put your order in and 6-7 months later you get the records. So I might not. I think I'm going to wait till I have enough songs for a record.
Just do that.
I don't have the money to do vinyl right now. But I am going to, like, I think we've got another song we're finishing. I've written two more after that. I think we're just going to try to do an EP instead, because at some point the vinyl, the pressing houses will be a little less busy and we can get a record pressed more quickly.
God, it seemed like your album just came out, but you're just, I mean, you're feeling like, why not just keep writing songs and putting them out as they.
I just like writing.
It's awesome.
I'm trying to write some Indigo Girl songs too. So prepare yourself.
Good.
Oh, Lil Nas X, my man. My man, Lil Nas X.
He's in the news.
He's in the hot seat right now. Literally. I love him. I have to say, I really do. Okay.
Just tuning this guitar up. Hey, Lindy Miller. Lindy Miller's out there.
Oh, hey, Lindy Miller.
Lindy Miller is an incredible woman, Atlanta. Politician, but more of a social humanitarian, and we really support Lindy, and I love you, Lindy. I'm glad you're there. All right. This is another song about my time at Tulane, because that's all I think about 80 years ago.
It's like all I think about is high school, and all you think about is Tulane.
I know, it's true. The formative years in many ways. So this is just a little autobiographical tune for y'all. All right.